This is Ozarks at Large. We're not sure just how lazy these days of summer are, but we know for sure that the infrastructure producing our power isn't getting any time off this time of year. As temperatures rise, demands for electricity can spike as well. We recently visited with Dr. Alan Mantooth, Distinguished Professor and the 21st Century Research Leadership Chair in Engineering at the University of Arkansas, to discuss the present and future of power distribution. Mantooth is also the Executive Director of the National Center for Reliable Electric Power Transmission, based at the U of A. He says there is a lot going on when it comes to getting reliable, safe power to people around the world.
Not that there wasn't before, but let's face it, in 20 years ago in the electric power grid, it was centralized generation being delivered over power lines to, you know, substations, and then ultimately distributed out to loads. But it's a different world now. And in an attempt to make the power grid more resilient, we've added equipment that tries to isolate outages. We've added renewable energy sources to try to lower our dependency on fossil fuels. We've created more of a networked type of grid, or at least it's evolving that way into a network, which means, what do I mean by network? Yeah. Bidirectional. Power flow goes both directions, not just one direction. And so it's like a river, but it's a river that can go either direction now. And that's a different kind of thing. You know, you get dependent on water flowing one direction. And same thing with power. And we're modernizing the electric power grid to act more like a computing network, a communications network, where things can go bidirectionally. But when you're talking about power, that's not something you just snap your fingers and turn around.
Mantooth says there are any number of ways that power distribution can evolve, but infrastructure or construction have to be part of that evolution. He suggests we think of power generation as a hub and spoke.
When you think of it that way, now what you're trying to do is you're trying to say, but what about those things out on the edge of the spokes? Could they talk to another spoke? Oh, that means I have to build a line, a physical line. I can't wirelessly transmit the power for miles. Okay, I have to have power lines. Well, that means construction and building. And then it means managing this bidirectional power flow, because now if I can move power from one point on one spoke to another, to a different spoke, in a circular fashion rather than purely radial, wow, now all of a sudden I can have power coming from different directions to serve my needs. And I need to be able to handle that in a way that protects people, linemen that have to work on it, the public that has to interact with it, and so forth. And that's the challenge. We're in the middle of an evolution. We're evolving as we speak. And we're feeling some pains from that from time to time.
Mantooth says while research is exploding about the methods of distribution and the types of energy, don't expect to see changes overnight. He says power grids are quite different than, say, smartphones, a technological advancement that progressed rapidly. He says power distribution is complicated to begin with, and changes come at a more glacial pace.
And so it is evolving, and we're just seeing that evolution take place. It is for the better. It is for the better. It's for a more resilient grid that can withstand outages from weather, outages from this growth of more urbanization in our nation and even in the world. It's all of the demographics at play, that all the things that influence it, changing weather patterns, all of this, our desire to be more efficient and less dependent on fossil fuels. All of these are good things, but they're all happening at once. And so we have to be able to manage all of those dynamics.
As computer simulations help build better grids and develop better hardware, but there are new challenges and opportunities for building better power distribution centers. Mantooth says, for example, trying to anticipate how the different markets associated with power might act in the future is a key.
There's a whole financial sector to this that a lot of people don't see in the power grid. We have transmission organizations that try to prevent congestion on our power grid, and what they do is they do this with pricing. So when things are getting more congested, prices go up. But when things aren't as congested, things go down. So there's a whole market segment to this. So it's economics. You know, there's a technology of economics. There's the mathematics and the planning and the simulations and all of that. And then, of course, there's the actual R&D that we do here at the university, in particular, focused on the new switch gear, as we call it, the power electronics gear and so forth that gets deployed into it. Think of it as the routers that Cisco makes for the computers and computing networks. That's kind of what we research, but for power systems.
Mantooth says the overall demand for electricity can seem somewhat flat, but he says that's because of the distributed nature of renewables coming into the grid. As a result, he says utilities say their load profile is flat, but that doesn't mean less electricity is getting used. It's just being generated through alternative means.
So their load profile may be flat, but it's being supplied by other means. But the other thing is, in 2017, there were about 1 million electric vehicles sold. 2018, 2 million. That vector is going up fast. So what you're seeing is, and the reason I bring up electric vehicles is, what do they connect to charge the electric power grid? That means the load for electricity is going up. It may be generated by a number of different things, but if we're going to electrify our transportation systems, we got to provide that power. We want to provide as much of it as we can from renewable sources, but we are going to have to provide some of it from our traditional sources. There's got to be a balance.
Figuring out the future of power distribution is part of what the faculty and staff associated with the National Center for Reliable Electric Power Transmission, or NCRPT, at the University of Arkansas is trying to do. Alan Mantooth, NCREP's executive director, says despite all the moving parts and the ability for the future to change, there are ways to have a pretty good handle on what's next and how to build for it.
We can see out that far with the advice of our industry partners. All of our research here at the University of Arkansas is associated with industry advisors. Whether it's a single project that's an ARPA-E project worth $2 or $3 million, there'll be industry partners. Or it's our centers of excellence, they all have industry members. So all of this work, that helps us remain relevant. And as well as anyone can predict the future, we've got the expert minds from industry and from academics together in one place looking at what is coming. And you have to also understand that adoption of these types of technologies is a slower process because of the built infrastructure and the overwhelming regulatory environment to maintain reliability for the general population. So you must maintain reliability. I can't just put out a new product and hope it survives. It absolutely is tested thoroughly, evaluated in the field to ensure its reliability. Much in the same way that NASA has a little moniker or a little saying they use, nothing flies in space that hasn't been in space. Okay, the same thing goes with the grid. Nothing goes onto the grid that hasn't been completely certified for grid operation. And that means demonstrations in certain test locations in the grid. And so all of this takes time. But it's the conservative nature of trying to make sure that we maintain reliability as a paramount metric for the general population.
Dr. Alan Mantooth with the University of Arkansas talked with us in his office late last month. This is Ozarks at Large.